Welcome to the Novel Hand Podcast. I'm your host, Alexa, and we are back. It's been a while since we've had a Novel Hand Podcast episode, so I'm really excited to get back into it. Obviously, quarantine sort of interrupted the podcast and a lot of things for a lot of people, but I'm really excited to be back on the podcast. We're going to have some really exciting things coming, and so this is just the beginning of a new chapter, maybe chapter two for the Novel Hand Podcast. So welcome back, and I'm so excited to get back into it. A few new things a Novel Hand that have happened since our last episode, which was in April. We have a new motto, Activism Meet Impact. I'm really excited about this motto. You can read more about it on our website. It's all over our website, so you can't miss it. But I'll link to the article that sort of explains this shift. I'll link to that in the show notes, because Activism Meet Impact is such a good way to summarize what Novel Hand is all about. I think a lot of times throughout the past really years I've been building Novel Hand and inviting more people into it, it's been difficult to describe what is Novel Hand, what is it about. You know, we use this phrase, exploring the best solutions to global humanitarian issues, and I think that's a great description, but it's a little wordy. And so Activism Meet Impact is, you know, that's what it is. It's taking this awareness of social issues and humanitarian issues and our passion to find solutions and to create impact and really realize change. And it's turning that into impact, and it's exploring what is really impactful in creating change and in making a difference in the world. And so I'm really excited about that new motto. If you've been following Novel Hand at all, you've definitely seen it. You've seen our video announcing it. But all that's on the website. And of course, I'll link that to that in the show notes, so you can check that out. And the Novel Hand podcast also has, I guess, a twin, a younger sister. It's called Handful. It's a shorter podcast. We introduced this in August, and I'm really excited about it. It's a daily podcast, so an episode comes out every weekday morning. Even on holidays, we had an episode on Labor Day. And each episode is like two to, you know, max, I think we've had an episode over 4 minutes. Each week is about a new topic. So like this coming week, we're talking about this week, I guess, we're talking about B Corps and a few of my favorite B Corps. And it's been a really fun way to talk about humanitarian issues in a new format that I think is really accessible, really easy to listen to. So definitely check that out. That's in the show notes as well. But a really exciting new thing that we're doing to sort of complement the other formats that we have for sharing our content and what we're doing. And then the last big new thing that Novel Hand has had since April, we've had lots of new things, but we have a ton of new contributors and interns. Our team has probably like five times larger than it was when we had our last Novel Hand podcast episode. And that is super exciting. So you can find all of that obviously on the website. But yeah, a few new contributors that I'm really excited about from different schools and different backgrounds, bringing some awesome new perspectives. We even have a new contributor that we're announcing tomorrow, and another one the next week. So that's really exciting. And then we have an awesome class of interns this fall who are bringing awesome perspectives. We introduced them last week, and they've been writing their first articles last week and this week. And I am so excited about that. It's been so fun to welcome new people into what we're doing and to get to expand our circle and our team, but also to get to share this journey with other people and to expand our impact in that way as well. I wanted to talk a little bit about some of the things that I've been learning about through Novel Hand. One thing, as we've, you know, entered this new chapter of Novel Hand with Activism Meet Impact, is how do we actually define impact? You know, what is impact and what does it actually look like? I think there's a lot of things to take into consideration when you're talking about impact. You know, so there's short-term impact. There's how do we meet, you know, needs and humanitarian issues this week, things that are happening this year. But then how can impact also be sustainable and equitable in the long term? What does that look like? You know, there's so many different things you can take into consideration there. And there's also this question of personal impact versus institutional and large scale impact there's things I can do as an individual, and there's things I definitely can't do. You know, I can choose to use less single-use plastic or something like that, but I can't actually, you know, manufacture items that I can use over and over. I don't know, sort of like the chemical processes behind that and all of those sorts of things. Those are things that need to happen, you know, at an institutional level. Like, businesses need to be doing that. I need scientists. We need teams working on those issues. And so what does impact look like for individuals, for communities, for businesses? And what is sustainable and equitable, you know, in that way? And what, just how can impact be sustainable and equitable? And really, really digging into that. And so I've had a series of articles looking specifically at impact. I had an article that came out yesterday talking about different institutions that can have impact. So, you know, you've got the public sector institutions such as government and think tanks and nonprofits, but you also have institutions in the private sector that have a huge impact, whether that's positive or negative. And some of them having, you know, overwhelmingly negative impacts, but some having very positive impacts as well. So I'm really interested in that question of how do we define impact, and hoping that will sort of lead Novel Hand as a whole in how we're, you know, theorizing and understanding impact and what that looks like. Another topic that I have been reading more about the past month and am really excited to start writing about is the intersection between business and human rights. So hang with me here. It can be a little heady, but so many of the products that we buy and use on a daily basis, we have no idea who made them, what they're made out of, you know, the conditions of the people when they made them, what were their working conditions like, how were they compensated, what materials were used to make those products, and what was the environmental impact of that. You know, maybe we know if something was made out of recycled materials, or maybe we know what country it was made in, but that's really limited information. And even for, you know, the food that we eat on a daily basis, or the things that we wear on a daily basis that touches our skin, or products that we put on our bodies or in our bodies, we know so little about that. And a lot of that lack of transparency can hide a lot of human rights abuses, honestly, in supply chains and within corporations and things like that. And so that's something that I have been learning a lot about, and I'll have a first article about that this week. That's just fascinating to me. You know, there's a whole legal framework of human rights and, you know, laws against slavery and things like that. But, you know, if those laws aren't enforced, who, you know, bears the burden of any human rights abuses that happen along the supply chain, or as a result of corporations? And what is our, you know, responsibility as consumers to know how things were made and the things that we use? Are we complicit, you know, in some of those really terrible things happening along the supply chain if we don't know who made what we're wearing or what we're eating or what we're using? And so I'm really excited to dig into that and learn a little bit more about how we can be conscious consumers, but also what changes need to happen, you know, at the government or at the corporation level, at the institutional level, what kind of systemic changes have to happen, and how can we as individuals play a part in that? I think there's a lot of big questions there that I'm excited to get into. And if you're interested in that as well, I would just say read my article coming out on Thursday. And then also go and listen to the Handful series about clothing. I think that gives a great introduction to some of these questions about environmental and social impacts, you know, in the supply chain. And in that series, I look specifically at a cotton t-shirt and the different environmental and social impacts for laborers, you know, with cotton and the environmental impact of growing that. And then just the scale of fast fashion is a great introduction to this topic of the intersection of business and human rights. It's just a fascinating topic to me, and something I'm definitely interested in with my, you know, political science background, but also just as a consumer, what am I complicit in, and what else do I not know about so many of the products that are a part of my daily life. So be on the lookout for that. And I just invite you to be a part of learning about that with me as well. This is the end of our episode. Pretty short, but I just wanted to welcome everyone back to the podcast. We'll be having some really exciting episodes in the coming weeks. I'm really excited to invite more of our contributors and our interns into this podcasting process and to get their perspectives on the podcast as well. And then some exciting interviews coming up as well with people outside of Novel Hand. So this is a great way to, just keep in touch with what's going on with Novel Hand, what we're learning, and to be a part of that process. Don't forget to listen to Handful, coming out a lot more frequently than this podcast, obviously. But you can find all of this on novelhand.com. And if you have any ideas for topics you'd like us to cover, for people we should interview, if you yourself think you would like to be involved in Novel Hand or are interested, you can always email us at novelhandco@gmail.com. That's novelhandco@gmail.com. And get in on the fun. We're so excited to welcome people into this. And so that is the end of the Novel Hand podcast for today. Remember, you can find all of our episodes on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and at novelhand.com.